Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 1st, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Survey explores open banking benefits for UK businesses. PayIt by NatWest has conducted a survey involving 150 business leaders from UK organizations with an annual revenue of £2 million or more. Ajman Bank partners with MasterCard for sustainable solutions. UAE-based Ajman Bank partnered with MasterCard to leverage the card issuer's technology solutions to drive sustainability through this collaboration. Ajman Bank plans to implement MasterCard's carbon calculator and sign its UAE Sustainable Cards Pledge. Euronet partners with Banco Guayaquil. US-based financial technology solutions and payments provider Euronet has partnered with Ecuador-based Banco Guayaquil. Volt partners with Bumper. Real-time payments platform Volt has announced its partnership with Bumper in order to provide open banking services to major car dealerships in the UK and Europe. Giesecke Devrient increases stake in Netcetera. Giesecke plus Devrient has increased its stake in Netcetera to 95% in order to expand its digital portfolio in the financial platform business. Network International obtains payment license from SAMA. Network International has announced that it obtained a payment license from the Saudi Central Bank in order to expand merchants acquiring business in KSA. AXS partners with Aletta Planet to launch a remittance service. Singapore-based payment service provider AXS has partnered with Aletta Planet to provide remittance services to China. BlackHawk Network to acquire Tango Card. Branded payment technologies firm BlackHawk Network, BHN, has announced that it entered a definitive agreement to acquire Tango Card. FOMO Pay partners with Klasha for cross-border payment. Singapore-based digital payment and digital banking solutions provider FOMO Pay has partnered with Klasha, a global cross-border payment company. Alipay Plus expands digital services to UAE transportation and tax refund. Alipay Plus has expanded its services to the UAE, allowing Chinese visitors to use it for taxi payments and receive instant tax refunds at major airports, enhancing travel convenience. Timit partners with Equifax. Timit has announced its open banking partnership with Equifax in order to provide affordability decisions and BNPL transparency for its credit card products in the UK. Confirma Pay and Connex Pay join forces. Virtual payments provider Confirma Pay has partnered with Paytech Connex Pay to enable travel businesses to manage virtual card payments in one place. CO2IN, Identify partner to verify carbon credit buyers. Lithuania-based RegTech company focused on identity verification and fraud prevention tools, Identify, has announced a new partnership with Czech fintech CO2IN. MasterCard joins generative AI race in fraud prevention. MasterCard has built its own proprietary generative artificial intelligence model to help banks detect and prevent fraudulent transactions. Centralis Group partners with Finergo. Luxembourg-based Centralis Group has integrated Finergo's Client Lifecycle Management, CLM, to simplify client and investor onboarding and support its international growth. IDverse partners with GeoComply. Digital ID verification provider IDverse has partnered with GeoComply to provide document identity verification for clients in the iGaming industry. FTX aims to repay its customers in full. Cryptocurrency exchange FTX has revealed its intention to repay its customers in full as long as they can prove their losses. Wrex unveils early access to WPay, a decentralized payment network. Wrex has introduced early access to WPay, a decentralized payment network, leveraging the Wrex platform's capabilities. Alchemy Pay and Zero Hash, streamlining fiat crypto transactions. Alchemy Pay and Zero Hash have joined forces to improve payment capabilities, particularly in the U.S. Bitfinex Securities launches digital asset services in El Salvador. Bitfinex Securities, a securities token platform, has expanded its operations to El Salvador as a licensed digital asset service provider. Businesses measure the benefit of open banking payments. Businesses that use open banking for payments report an average annual saving of 150 hours usually spent on operational tasks such as processing invoices and financial data, recurring payments and processing refunds. New research from NatWest reveals. Volt and Bumper bring open banking to car dealerships. Real-time payments platform Volt has struck a deal with Bumper to bring open banking to car dealerships in the UK and Europe. Labour vows to make UK fintech leader. The UK's Labour Party says it will deliver the next phase of open banking, become a standard setter for the use of AI, and embrace securities tokenization and a digital pound if it wins the next election. Amazon's Just Walk Out technology makes debut at Australian Student Campus. The Canberra Institute of Technology Student Association, CITSA, has become the first educational establishment in the Southern Hemisphere to implement Amazon's Just Walk Out technology in the campus store. EU fintechs demand rewrite of proposed AML rules. Joint statement of ETPPA, EMA, EPIF, EFA, and OFA on AMLR technical trilogues. Recital 34 discriminating against European fintechs. Gesik Devrient increased stake in NetCetera to 95%. Gesik plus Devrient, G plus D, is expanding its digital portfolio in the financial platforms business by increasing its stake in the software company NetCetera. Network International obtains payment license from Saudi Central Bank. Network International, Network, the leading enabler of digital commerce across the Middle East and Africa, MEA, region, has announced that it has obtained a major payment institution, Major PI, license from the Saudi Central Bank, SAMA, that will strengthen the acquirer's foothold in the kingdom. Ajman Bank to deploy MasterCard's carbon calculator. Ajman Bank has initiated a collaboration with MasterCard aimed at leveraging the technology giant's innovative solutions to drive sustainability. Digital Assets Association launches. The Digital Assets Association, DAA, today announced its official launch, a groundbreaking transnational organization dedicated to fostering responsible development and adoption of institutional digital assets. SIX rolls out crypto indices. SIX, the global financial information provider, is delighted to announce the launch of the new SIX reference rate crypto and SIX real-time crypto indices. APX releases GenAI policy assistant for compliance queries. APX has launched a new compliance solution today, aiming to enhance operational efficiency and the accuracy of policy searches. FinTech Scotland opens Innovation Challenge. Today, FinTech Scotland, working with professional services supporter Deloitte, and with Tesco Bank, Morgan Stanley and ABRDN, launched a first-of-its-kind innovation challenge. The industry-led call to action will encourage financial institutions and innovators from across the fintech community and beyond to learn collaboratively and facilitate industry forums to collectively share best practices for companies to develop new solutions to key financial regulatory challenges. Bank of Ireland to invest 60 million euros in ATM modernization. Bank of Ireland has announced that it will invest 60 million euros to make improvements across its remaining branch network on the island, including installing hundreds of new ATMs. Another one bites the dust. KikaPay goes under. KikaPay, an early startup in the UK's open banking scene, has become the latest fintech to fall victim to changing economic conditions. Adyen and Bill team on card issuing. Adyen, AMS. Adyen, the global financial technology platform of choice for leading businesses, today announced that it is partnering with Bill, a leading financial operations platform for small and mid-size businesses, SMBs, to deliver advanced acquiring and issuing experiences for Bill's accounts payable, AP, and accounts receivable, AR, solutions. Nuve teams up with Cash App. Nuve Corporation, Nuve or the company, NASDAQ, NVEI, TSX, NVEI, the Canadian fintech company, announces today that it has partnered with Cash App, a fast and simple payment method that enables U.S. customers to make online payments either by scanning a simple QR code or by tapping Cash App Pay during the checkout process. Falcon X integrates with TPICAP's Spot crypto exchange. Falcon X, the world's largest institutional digital asset prime broker and the first CFTC-registered swap dealer, today announces a strategic partnership with Fusion Digital Assets, TPICAP's FCA-registered UK-based wholesale spot crypto asset exchange. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.